Hi, everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hey, hey, hey. How's it going? I'm really excited for today's episode, as you can probably tell. We'll be doing another Chats with Shauna episode about gender prediction and old wives' tales. An old wives' tale, according to Oxford Lexicon, is a superstition or traditional belief that is regarded as unscientific or incorrect. In the US, there are plenty of old wives' tales used to guess a baby's gender before its birth. Nowadays, it's really common for pregnant women to analyze their bodies, do some of these home tests to get some potential insight into what the baby's gender might be. Although many don't believe in the results truly, they still do these tests for shits and giggles. So I figured, why not share this aspect of our culture with you? I'll also share my results to each test as we go along. So if you're interested in which wives' tales were accurate and which ones were not, stay tuned on Instagram on Friday, April 24th. That's when we'll find out the gender and we'll also do the gender reveal. You can find my Instagram at American English Podcast. As you may know, I'm pregnant, and as of today, I'm 20 weeks. In the United States, it's common to find out the gender of a baby during the mid-pregnancy anatomy screening, which is an ultrasound that takes place usually between week 16 and week 20. Our appointment is on April 24th, which is this Friday. And during that meeting, if the baby is in the right position, they should be able to tell us the gender. And we're, of course, very anxious. We're really excited. We have tentative names for both boys and girls, but we're pretty much just eager to put a name to my giant belly. After all, it's kind of strange having a little nugget growing inside of you for 4 to 5 months and not knowing what the gender is. It's actually kind of insane to me. It blows my mind even more, though, that some people, maybe even some of you, can actually wait until the baby is born to know the gender. I'm not sure how it works in most countries, but here there are a few alternative ways to know the gender before the 20-week anatomy scan. First, there's what's called a fetal DNA test, which detects Y chromosomes in the mother's blood. And this test can be done after just 7 weeks of gestation with about 95% accuracy. The problem is that test is not covered by insurance and can be about $100 out of pocket. There's another process called amniocentesis, in which the doctor will extract amniotic fluid from the placenta. It's invasive, obviously, so it poses a higher risk to the baby than just a simple blood test. Also, from my knowledge, the amniocentesis is only offered to people who have a family history of disease, or if during the first trimester blood test, there was some sort of problem, right? If it gave an indication that there might be some sort of genetic disorder. For those who do get the amniocentesis, the fetal cells within the amniotic fluid allow the doctor to see the gender and also check for genetic abnormalities such as Down syndrome, infection, and a bunch of other stuff, like who's the father even, a paternity test. There are also some gender prediction tests with varying degrees of success that can be ordered on Amazon. But to make a long story short, most couples wait until week 20 to find out. So from the very beginning until about week 20, we use old wives' tales to get an inkling about what's growing inside. So let's begin. Number one is the ring test. And this is the first one I've decided to mention because a lot of people here swear by this test. They swear that the ring test is accurate. So what's the ring test? Well, you take your wedding ring and you place it on a long string or a cord and dangle it over the pregnant woman's lower belly or above the baby. Then you let the string slow to a stop and wait. Even when not initiating movement, the ring will either begin to swing back and forth or in a circle. A circle is indicative of a baby girl. If the ring goes back and forth, it's supposedly a boy. My mom, dad, Lucas, and I did this test on me. We dangled the string in the ring over my belly, and for all of us, it swung back and forth. So according to this test, it's a boy. The second test is the baking soda test. So they say that the pH or acidity in a woman's urine is an indication of the baby's gender. One way to test this is with baking soda. And it's quite simple. The pregnant woman goes pee in a cup with baking soda in it. Some say it's got to be the first pee in the morning so that the urine is not diluted. And if the baking soda fizzes, in other words, if you see a bunch of little bubbles form once the urine hits it, it means that the urine is acidic and you're having a boy. If after peeing into the cup, the liquid remains flat, then you're having a girl. I tried this, and this is probably TMI, but the liquid was flat. So in the end, it's apparently a girl. So it seems like it's a tie right now, one boy, one girl. Let's keep going. The next few tests actually don't require doing much, just kind of analyzing your sitch. Number three is the acne test. An old wives' tale in the U.S. says that a female baby will steal her mom's beauty. Instead of having clear, flawless skin and luscious, shiny hair, like a woman with a boy might have, a woman carrying a girl will break out and have dull, lifeless hair. In short, if you look like a pimple-faced teenager and you can't get your hair's act together, you're probably having a girl, according to this old wives' tale. If you're glowing, on the other hand, it's a boy. This is a fairly easy one to answer for me. It's definitely a girl. I've broken out multiple times up until now, and it's given me flashbacks to high school when I used to have to pack on foundation and concealer to try and hide all of the little bumps on my face. But what can you do? My hair is also really dull. It's not shiny at all. So yeah, acne test, it's a girl. So 2-1. The next one we have, number four, is about cravings. A craving is a strong urge or desire for something. It's very common to talk about cravings in relation to food and drink, especially during pregnancy. If you tell anyone from the States, "I'm craving pickles," 100% that person will ask you in response, "Are you pregnant?" Generally speaking, in the US, it's common to say that pregnant women crave pickles and ice cream. But according to this wives' tale, if while pregnant you crave salty foods, or in other words, if you have a strong urge to eat salty foods, such as pizza and chips, you're more likely to be carrying a boy. If you long for sweets, such as cookies and ice cream, you're likely to be carrying a girl. For me, this test was a bit inconclusive, although I've regularly had uncontrollable urges to chow down on some waffles, drowning in maple syrup. There have also been days where I'd kill for Chipotle or a slice of pizza with ranch dressing. So I don't know, is it a boy or a girl? Don't really know. I'm just glad I have regular cravings. When researching food cravings and food aversions, so things that you kind of want to steer away from, things that disgust you, I learned about pica, a medical condition caused by a deficiency of iron and zinc. And apparently this is pretty common during pregnancy. Women with pica crave clay, dirt, laundry soap, chalk, and other inedible objects. One woman I read about even ate 7 of her sofa cushions. Totally not kidding here. I will post the link in the transcript. So if you have the urge to eat rocks, lick your washing machine, or indulge in spoonfuls of dirt from your planter box in your backyard, don't give in. It doesn't mean you're having a baby boy or a baby girl. It just means that you need to go and see your midwife or a doctor. So once again, that one was inconclusive. So no points for boy or no points for girl. Let's move on to 5, which is about the husband gaining weight. Speaking of eating and giving into cravings, according to the Wall Street Journal, about half of men gain up to 30 pounds during their wife's pregnancy. Seems like a little bit of an absurd statistic to me. But anyway, they also might experience pregnancy symptoms such as food cravings or food aversions, mood swings, exhaustion, or even sleep problems. According to a wives' tale, if a husband gains weight with his wife, the baby in the womb is a girl. Funny enough, Lucas had never been able to gain weight until this pregnancy. And about a week ago, he walked in the room looking pretty proud and asked me if he looked different. It turns out that he'd gained 4 pounds. He started saying all of this stuff about turning 30 and how he's finally going to start putting on weight. And that's when I told him about this wife's tale. So since we've both packed on some pounds, and Lucas also seems to have some other pregnancy side effects, it seems like it's a sign of a girl, right? I'll tally these all up at the end. Moving on to 6, the baby bump. You probably have heard of this one before. I just get a strong feeling that this is popular in every country. And yeah, according to an old wives' tale, the shape of the baby bump can also be evidence of a male or female baby within the womb. If the bump is low and sticks out straight ahead in the shape of a basketball, it's a boy. If the fat gained is spread out, or if the bump is high, it's a girl. What's odd about this one is that the last time I got an ultrasound, I asked the technician if she was able to tell whether a woman is having a boy or a girl based on the shape of her belly. I figured if anyone knows the answer to this, if anyone can see a correlation between the bump shape and the gender of a baby, it's going to be the technician of ultrasounds, right? She sees the bump before knowing the gender and then finds out the gender for the family. This woman told me that she could look at a mom's shape and guess the baby's gender with 90% accuracy, which is pretty crazy. I'm going to test her on Friday. In any case, I'm carrying high, meaning that the bump is high. I'm carrying the baby high in my stomach, and the fat gained is pretty much spread out, so I'm guessing it's a girl, at least based on my shape. 7 is the Chinese and Mayan gender predictor. Since my cravings test was a draw, we'll do both of these. So the Chinese predictor test is over 700 years old and was found in a tomb in China, according to the bump. It takes your age at conception and the month you conceived, and then it figures out whether it's a boy or girl. For me, I was 30. And the month was December. It's a boy. In the ancient Mayan Empire, they used a mixture of astrology and math to create a chart for predicting gender, depending on whether the sum of your age at conception and the month, if it was even or if it was odd, then it'll determine whether it's a boy or a girl. It sounds kind of confusing, but for example, I was 30 at the age of conception, and December is the 12th month out of the year. So 30 plus 12 is 42, and that's even. So it's a girl, right? If it ends up odd, then it's a boy. For number 8, let's talk about morning sickness. One of the most common pregnancy symptoms for women is morning sickness, which is a feeling of nausea that can hit at really any time in the day, unlike its name obviously leads you to believe. Usually it lasts only during the first trimester, although there are definitely cases where women have it for much longer. Many doctors blame an increase in hormone levels as a cause of morning sickness. According to the Wives' Tale, if you have morning sickness, you're likely having a girl. Whereas if the first trimester was a breeze and you didn't feel sick at all, that's the sign of a boy. This actually goes hand in hand with another test that says if you're moodier than normal, then you could be having a girl. After all, hormones are the culprit for both of these things, right? Some mood swings and for morning sickness. So this pregnancy, I felt sicker and moodier than with Julia. So I'm going to go with a girl as the result for this test. Number 9 is about heart rate. One wives' tale that's pretty easy to check is the baby's heart rate. As legend has it, a baby's heart rate under 140 beats per minute is likely to be a boy. And when it's over 140 beats per minute, it's likely to be a girl. My midwife told me there's absolutely no correlation between gender and heart rate, but it was right for Julia. Her heart rate was around 150 beats per minute, and this time, the baby also has a heartbeat of 150 beats per minute. So, according to this wife's tale, once again, it's a girl. Last but not least, number 10, dreams. The last wives' tale I'd like to share is about dreams. Just about a month ago, I had a dream that was really clear that showed a little boy. I went to my parents' house that day and told them about it, and my dad looked shocked. He's like, "Shauna, I had a dream last night that you had a boy also." So we both began thinking, okay, it's definitely going to be a boy. Shortly afterwards, I learned about an old wives' tale. If you dream of a boy, then you're likely carrying a girl. If you dream of a girl, you're likely carrying a boy. So, according to this wives' tale, once again, it's going to be a girl. So, I don't truly believe in any of these wives' tales. I do find it kind of funny that out of the 11 tests, 8 lead to girls and 2 lead to boys, and 1 is inconclusive. But I definitely think that most of these are right 50% of the time. I guess we'll see on Friday which of these tests were right and which were wrong. Once again, if you want to see the gender reveal, just visit my Instagram page at American English Podcast. If you don't really care about the gender of my baby, I don't blame you. It's perfectly cool. But you can still practice English on my Instagram page, and I'd like you to share one thing, please. I'm really curious to know if these wives' tales for determining a baby's gender are the same in your country. Do you have different wives' tales that I didn't mention? You can post your answers in the comment section on Instagram for this week, and I'll be happy to correct them for you. I just love to hear from you. So, hope you're all well and wish us luck. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.